Well, I just flew into Washington, D.C. yesterday afternoon from Denver. I was there visiting family. And you leaf through the in-flight magazine to see all of the really hard-hitting articles, right? 3 perfect days in Denver, that was one. Or on U.S. Airways, you sort of see endless summer or where the best shrimp scampi is in Austin, Texas. Well, it's not like that in Afghanistan on Afghanistan's Safi Airlines. The in-flight magazine there paints a little more of a realistic picture of Afghanistan than maybe other in-flight magazines do. The topics there range from a feature on dogfighting to a profile on heroin addicts. Yeah, that's right. This is in the seat back pocket in front of you on the airline. Joining us to talk more about the unconventional in-flight magazine is its editor, Christian Marks. Christian, good morning.
Good morning, America.
Good morning. Christian, your magazine features advertisements for, armored Mercedes plying through walls of fire, sat phones that work, in the hinterlands, contains warnings saying that foreigners could be targeted by the Taliban. Not exactly a tourist mag, is it?
Exactly, but this is Afghanistan. The people who are flying with Safi Airways to Kabul, they are security personnel, they are journalists, diplomats, and aid workers, and they all know what happens in Afghanistan. So, and there are not really nice touristic spots. You can go around in the cities, you can visit many places, but I don't think that for a big target group of tourists for in the next future.
So know your market is the lesson here, right? You're not advertising to weekend sojourners.
That's right. But I lived for myself long enough in Kabul. I was with my family and 3 small kids there. I worked for United Nations and World Bank, and we traveled around probably to Bamiyan, where these caves of where the Buddhas have been destroyed by the Taliban.
Yes.
We felt a little bit like tourists, but you have to like it. And I always had my gun with me. I don't think that
Of course.
normal tourists are flying over the weekend to Kabul.
So, Christian Marks, is your magazine then maybe going to be a little bit of a bellwether of the state of the country? I mean, if I fly to Afghanistan 18 months from now, and instead of armored vehicles and flak jackets, there are advertisements for restaurants or maybe beach getaways, maybe things have improved a bit?
Yes, it was changing. When we started the magazine, we had only these security companies. Now we had an advertiser, a steak company in Dubai, probably. And the next edition, there will be an insurance company of Afghanistan. It's changing a little bit, and I think it's getting better from month to month.
All right, Christian Marks, everyone in this country loves to hate SkyMall in your seat back pocket, with electronic dog doors and putters with GPS chips in them. What's your number one product for SkyMall for Afghanistan right now?
My number one product, the special mobile phone from Turaya.
And that probably works anywhere in the high mountains, right?
You can call everywhere, always where you are, and this is very, very good for your safeness.
Christian Marks is editor of the in-flight magazine on Safi Airways in Afghanistan. Not your average in-flight magazine, folks. And you can see the magazine for yourself. We've got a link to it on our website on thetakeaway.org, so check it out.